of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on 24th of August 2011. For newcomers, help yourself to the free audio scripture. There's hundreds to choose from at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Remember, those sites listed on the com site have transcripts for print up as well of a lot of the talks in English. And if you want transcripts in other languages, go into Alan Watt Sentinel.eu, which is also listed on the com site. And you can take a pick from the variety offered there. And remember, too, that you're the audience that bring me to you, because I don't bring on guests. They're generally, and this is how most hosts make their money, is they bring on guests who are really there to advertise something, or specialists or whatever. And I don't go that route. That gives me more credence in a sense. I don't have anyone to please, and I can say what I pretty well want to say. So it's up to you to keep me going by buying the books and discs I have at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can do so from the States by using a personal check, and have to do it on the com site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can also use an international postal money order from the States, or you can use PayPal to order using the donation button on the com site, and follow it up with an email with name, address, and order, and I'll get it out to you. Now, how to do it's all on the site, so you can't get lost. And across the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and again, PayPal. Remember, straight donations are really, really welcome right now, too, because there's so little moving as well go down the tubes financially. And inflation takes its toll. I know the prices in Canada for basic foods is almost three times sometimes, and up, definitely up in Sudbury. You're further north you go, what you pay in the States just for food, definitely for meats and so on. And for veggies, really, when you look at the same thing, and all GM as well, imported from somewhere else, but that's how bad things are getting now as they bring in inflation. And whether your governments tell you or not, you're not only bailing out your own countries or banks. I hate even using the term your own countries anymore, because we're obviously international. And your governments are also bailing out countries across the world, very quietly, mind you, because they don't want to put anything in writing and have you all complain about it. But it is happening nonetheless. Through various means, they're all set up at the United Nations at the end of World War II, in fact. They're still working yet, those same organizations. So anyway, what I try to do here is basically just chronicle the rise and fall, and the rise and fall and the rise and fall of different systems and empires or structures to the system as it changes them into the next part, the next part, the next part, because we're not just falling and pre-fall here as we go through the big global change. Because writers in the 70s and the 60s even, and even Rockefeller himself, talked about the big changes that would cause incredible chaos for ordinary people as we went through these changes into the global, the true global society, as he called it. So that's what we're going through right now. Banks don't make these mistakes, and people who do oversight to the banks and government don't make mistakes. You don't have think tanks galore in the layers of them making these kind of mistakes. This was meant to happen. And they knew it was coming, and the banks were basically given free rein to plunder quite happily and without worry from the governments to make this all happen. Because you couldn't make it all happen, yet you'd get something to happen to get austerity measures through. They'd plan the coming austerity. So how do you do it? Well, crash, oh dear, the dollar's worth nothing. I'm going to start rationing everything, basically. I mentioned this in 2001, how everything may come down to rationing of power, food, everything, just like wartime. And that's where they want to take us. But they won't lose out at the top, because the big companies that own all of your energy will simply charge you 10 to 20 times more for a fraction of what you used to get. So they'll still be making lots of cash, you see. And they're authorized to do it. We're going to be austere now, you understand. And we're getting taught how to do it. And there's a lot more to come. Back with more after this break.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. We're back. I think... You know, we can go on forever about trivia, because the media gives us lots of trivia and who's and as, like wars and things, to groan over or gloat over defense, which side you choose, and people love to choose sides on things. And they try to, like a football game, they try to wrap you into the wars that they have, you know, and we're hammering them now, and they talk just like sportscasters, and people follow it just the same way, too. But it's really all, it's a big show, and we're living through, as I say, an agenda. An agenda written probably long ago, but definitely published in the 90s with the New American Century, and it's followed up by Obama's part in it too. They're all front people, of course, obviously, because we know who wrote up the whole agenda for the New American Century. They published on their own website at the time, but they had the countries listed that they wanted to take down and plunder. And remember Kissinger saying that eventually he'd rather, if possible, get all the separatist groups in the Middle East fighting each other. It could go on indefinitely, and that's when the big boys come in with their own little militaries, and they take over the oil fields and pay off the tribal leaders, and the tribal leaders then keep everything. It's like paying protection money, basically. But first, you've got to get them all fighting each other first. That's the tact that he said was the best way to go. And interesting enough, yesterday too, I noticed that. They say that the U.S. will probably be in the middle in Afghanistan for another 24 years minimum. So I guess heroin's going to keep flooding through. It must be up in value as the dollar falls. Anyway, everything is with money, plunder. And I've read the articles here, too. It's just like it repeats the same old thing, isn't it? Because with Iraq, it came out, of course, long after, only a few months ago, in fact, that the big heads of the oil companies went to London. They went to Blair at the time when he was in, he was the cheerleader for the war. He got a good-sized chunk out of it too, mind you, afterwards. But anyway, and they divvied up the oil fields amongst them and put in their bids too. That means paying off the politicians, getting their cuts. And sure enough, they were granted their patches, you see, with the oil fields. Some of the US ones went in there. And I can remember at the time, even with Iraq, they said that they were bombing lots of the old refineries, the idea being that they would demolish them. And remember that two wars, part of a demolition process. You forget that. And then they'll have to build anew, and they're using your tax money. It doesn't cost them anything for the companies that they hand it to. And that's what they did with a lot of refineries in Iraq. They bombed them, and that's sort of like urban renewal to them. And then they built new ones, quoted to the U.S. taxpayer, and then they gave them to the private companies that you all know so well. That's how government really works. And it's not, again, I talked about psychopaths yesterday. You understand, that's what gets to the top in any system. I don't care what they want to call it, or many wonderful sounding terms and phrases about helping the people and all that stuff. It doesn't matter what side that they are. They're all psychopaths at the top. These are the only ones who get up there. They're vicious. They get up there in a vicious manner. They claw their way up. They stab their way up. They sabotage on the way to get up over the bodies of those before them. That's psychopaths. That's someone who's really motivated, and he knows what he wants, which is power and status. So you understand that that's always pretty well been the way of it. I really don't believe, personally, that any system has been free of the psychopath, except maybe with a small tribe somewhere. Because a small tribe can take on the psychopath when it gets too uppity, and they can throw him over a cliff. But once you have governments, you see, with stacked with psychopaths, who are literally born liars. They're the best liars in the world. And they feel nothing for anything that they do. Like Tony Blair said after the war in his interview, anything that you regret about anything your whole time in office, he says, no, nothing. And that's a psychopathic statement or response, you see. That's what they really mean that. There's nothing they regret. And so I don't think you'd ever have a clean, honest government, even if you got a few guys that were really honest near the top. The ones beneath them would be just as corrupt, and they would run rings around them and keep them very naive, in fact. So the problem is, and I've said this for years, if you want to vote for someone, you must ask what organizations they've already given their oaths to. If you don't do that, you're going to be screwed. Find out what they are. You can't have any secrecy here, because after all, you're putting your lives, basically, in their hands. And all your cash as well. And your families and everybody else you know. And then you've got to get on to do the test for psychopathic, basically level test. You've got to get them on these tests. Not the public, the politicians. I would go all the way down to the police, mind you, but I think it should be done, personally. Otherwise, and the bankers too. They're loaning from, they shouldn't be loaning from bankers in the first place. But it's a good test. It's pretty accurate. And it's been used for many, many years. So if you keep giving your votes over to psychopaths who are also backed by psychopaths, and they appoint more psychopaths, then you'll always be shafted, basically. That's how it works. That's how it works. Happens in any institution, even in big religious organizations, too. Happens the same thing. The same characters get up to the top. Now, there's a one site I want to put up tonight at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. I've got a link to it, and it's quite interesting. It's called the Bank Implodometer, but the banks are ready to implode right now, and the foreclosures that are either underway or they're forthcoming shortly. It's quite interesting. A lot of good links coming from it, telling you who's who and what's going down, etc., etc. So I'll put this one there. I like the imploded part, banks imploded. I guess the money again goes to money heaven. This is the 21st century, and this is what they tell the public. It all went to money heaven. We don't know where it went. And we're supposed to take that. Oh, and then keep the same system again, eh? Chronology indeed. Now, the CIA is not supposed to be snooping around inside its own territory, the US. It's supposed to be abroad. Same with MI6 in Britain, although they're liars again and psychopaths at the top. But it's a good article here. It says, with CIA help, the New York Police Department moves covertly in Muslim areas. And it gives you a lead-in to it. And then it talks about since the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, NYPD has become the largest country's most aggressive domestic intelligence agency. A months-long investigation by the Associated Press has revealed that the NYPD operates far outside its borders and targets ethnic communities in ways that would run afoul of civil liberties rules if practiced by the federal government. Well, they don't bother with them. And it does so with unprecedented help from the CIA in a partnership that's blurred the bright line between foreign and domestic spying. It's neither the city council which finances the department nor the federal government, which contributes hundreds of millions of dollars each year, is told exactly what's going on. The department's dispatched teams of undercover officers known as rakers into minority neighborhoods as part of a human mapping program, according to officials directly involved in the program. They have monitored daily life in bookstores, bars, cafes, and nightclubs. Police have also used informants known as mosque crawlers to monitor sermons, even when there's no evidence of wrongdoing. NYPD officials have scrutinized imams and gathered intelligence on cab drivers and food cart vendors, jobs often done by Muslims. Many of these operations were built with help from the CIA, which is prohibited from spying on Americans, but was instrumental in transforming the NYPD's intelligence unit. So they're getting financial and equipment, and I guess teaching as well, all for free, all that help. So a veteran CIA officer who was still on the agency's payroll was the architect of the NYPD's intelligence program. The CIA trained a police detective at the farm, they call it the farm, the agency's spy school in Virginia, then returned him to New York where he put his new espionage skills to work inside the U.S. Well, the CIA is notorious for creating problems across the world and overthrowing people. So I guess they'll be using the same dirty tricks within the U.S. for their own means as well. It says, and just last month, the CIA sent a senior officer to work as a clandestine operative inside police headquarters. It says, while expansion of the NYPD's intelligence unit has been well known, many details about its clandestine operations, including the depth of its CIA ties, have not previously been reported. The NYPD denied that it trolls ethnic neighborhoods and said it only follows leads. In a city that's repeatedly been targeted by terrorists, police make no apologies for pushing the envelope. So that's the excuse for, you know, breaking all the laws. NYPD intelligence operations have disrupted terrorist plots and put several would-be killers in prison. Or were they terrorists or just killers? See? Or just normal stuff? Well, everyday stuff. The New York Police Department is doing everything it can to make sure there's not another 9/11 here and that more innocent New Yorkers are not killed by terrorists, NYPD spokesman Paul Brown said. And we have nothing to apologize for in that regard. Now, that's a totalitarian statement. I hope you realize that by using saving the people, this has happened before in history many times, and they can do whatever they want. They are a law unto themselves. That's what they're telling you. Understand? It's to help you. Yeah. But officials said they've also been careful to keep information about some programs out of court, where a judge might take a different view. The NYPD considers even basic details such as intelligence division's organization chart to be too sensitive to reveal in the court. One of the enduring questions of the past decade is whether being safe requires giving up some liberty and privacy. The focus of that debate has primarily been federal programs like wiretapping and indefinite detention. The question has received less attention in New York, where arrests do not know for sure what, if anything, they have given up. So it gives you more information on it too, and other ones, other programs that are running through the NYPD, such as aggressive programs, etc. And well, it's just the law unto themselves, as they say. But they can. How can you work with the CIA? That literally, if they want something to happen, they make it happen, and then they blame someone else, and they overthrow people across the planet. You understand what you're dealing with here? You can't do this. If there's not enough terror, they'll create it. Back with more after this break.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hi, folks, we're back. This is Heading for the Matrix, and talking about the CIA and NYPD working together, getting funding equipment from the CIA. And the CIA has an incredible history of setting up systems to fail across the world, getting mobs to rise up, overthrow someone, and then put their own boy in. This is a consistent theme with the CIA. So when you end up with the dirty trick squads working in these areas or cities, where, mind you, there's not just Muslims there, there's other people with allegiances to other countries too, with their own cells there as well, who would profit off it too if they caused something to happen and blame the Muslims. So it muddies the water so much, you can't trust anything that you hear that comes out of it. Remember a few years ago in Russia, when they were fighting the Chechens at the time, and it was dying down. They weren't getting the public support in Russia to fight against the terrorists, the Chechens. So the police actually caught a bunch of special forces and their upgraded KGB boys in the act of trying to blow up a set of apartment buildings that they're going to blame on the Chechens. And this is common dirty tricks technique. And you can allow the CIA, that does the same thing, to work inside your own country, because then you're into a political agenda and they'll make it happen if they need it to happen. And it would benefit other groups as well, obviously. So, but that's happened regardless. I guess nothing will happen about that. It's done and that'll be that. It's the new normal, you see. CIA is working inside the U.S. But everything isn't lost, you know. At least some people are having fun through this time. It's good to hear how people are having fun. Expensive massages, top shelf. Latin America signing the free trade deals for NAFTA unification. I mean, what's she going to do? So the Obama summer break on Martha's Vineyard has already been branded a PR disaster after the couple arrived 4 hours apart on separate government jets. So it's taking one each now, I guess. According to new reports, this is the least of their extravagances. The White House sources claim the first lady spent $10 million U.S. taxpayers' money on vacations alone in the past year. This is just the 1 year, eh? And it says, branding her disgusting, her disgusting and vacation junkie. They called her a disgusting and a vacation junkie. I think it's more than just that. They say that a 47-year-old mother of two has been indulging in five-star hotels, where she splashes out on expensive massages and alcohol. That's what boredom drives you to, isn't it? The top source told the National Enquirer, it's disgusting Michelle has taken advantage of her privileged position, while the most hardworking Americans can barely afford a week or two off work. When it's all added up, she spent more than $10 million in tax money on her vacations in this 1 year. When they show you his and her jets and all the rest of it. So you understand that nothing changes down through history because the psychopaths get to the top, you see. And they have no regrets. They don't think like you or I. And they like to be very lavish in their lifestyles and live like kings and queens. And they really can't understand why you'd object about it. They really can't understand that. Because they don't understand you. They understand the gap, the mental gap between the psychopathic rich and the poor. They're so incredibly white now, they can't comprehend each other at all. At all. They need public relations companies to try and make you think that they actually understand. No. They're so far apart, they don't understand you at all. They can't understand how you live. They can't imagine how you live. And it says the first lady is believed to have taken 42 days of holiday in the past year, including a $375,000 break in Spain and a four-day ski trip to Vail, Colorado, where she spent $2,000 a night on a suite at Sebastian Hotel. And the first family's nine-day stay in Martha's Vineyard is also proving costly, with rent off the Blue Heron Farm property alone costing an estimated $50,000 a week. The source continues, Michelle also likes drinking expensive booze during her trips. She favors martinis with top-shelf vodka and has a taste for rich sparkling wines. It's got sparkling wines here, it's sparkling, I guess, unless she's drinking some very volatile stuff. The vacations are totally Michelle's idea. She's like a junkie. She can't schedule enough getaways, and she lives from one to the next, all the while sticking it to the hardworking Americans. But anyway, what's new? Eh? What's new? There's nothing new in this. And after all, you see, you can't expect these people to live like you. They have to meet foreign dignitaries, people with plush suits, 10 grand, 15 grand, 20 grand suits. They can't sit in dusty chairs and things like that, for goodness sake. How are they going to get business and trade done if their guests all fly in from abroad with their private armies and mafia and sit around you and get dirty? You can't have that. No, they've got to have special stuff and servants and things like that, you see. Oh, dear, dear. It's time to... the lowly poor understood these things. And then you go into this one here, it's similar to Britain's. And again, remember, you get psychopathic women as well. And generally, psychopathic guys, by the way, they've got an affinity for each other, they find each other. And Jackie Smith of Britain, who's been in the papers before, politician, for fiddling a lot of expenses, including lots, hundreds of times of porno movies and sticking it to the taxpayer, has been caught again. She's using prisoners now to paint up her £450,000 home. So, well, she's helping them, eh? Let's give them work experience. Yeah, that's what she said, eh? So, former Home Secretary Jackie Smith has defended her use of two-day release prisoners to paint her £450,000 home when they should have been doing community work. Well, that's how I would rationalize it. For important people, you do her community, and I'm sure most of the community could fit into a big £450,000 home. It's so huge. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Back. This is cutting through the matrix, just going around the world, as we say, in our heads from the terrible media and picking out bits here and there that only simply reinforce what you already know about the world in general and those that rule you. And yes, they do rule you, and they intend to keep ruling you for an awful long time. Different faces, same people, basically, or relatives of them, or their children take over. Lots of dynasties involved in politics, eh? There's all the dynasties. And even then, if you went to certain people, you'll find that they've got extended families, and they're in politics too, or in high bureaucratic positions or appointees. It's the same in every country now. But I'm going to put one up tonight too about algorithms. That Al Gore is everywhere, isn't he? It's algorithms. It's interesting to say that they're using algorithms to actually run the net itself now, and even to do bidding in Wall Street, and that they're out of control at times. The people who even design them. So this is a warning from a guy who designed some of them, Kevin Slevin, I think, and he does a tech show, and he says that he warned that the mask that computers use to decide stuff was infiltrating every aspect of our lives, and that some of them have already gotten out of control. And for instance, for the books, people have ordered books on Amazon and so on, and he gives you an example of where one book that was published, it says it was the making of a fly, a book about the molecular biology of a fly from egg to fully fledged insect. May have been a riveting read, but it was almost certainly, it didn't deserve a price tag of $23.6 million. It says it hit that figure briefly on the site, Rothschild family has been famous for an awful long time for buying up countries or running companies from behind the scenes, or getting them to go to war, as they did for a couple of centuries in Britain, and plunder and expand the empire for his companies and his friends' companies. And they're now out of it. They own most of India now already. They put the small farmers under. Thousands committed suicide. And then in went Rothschild, bought up her peanuts, as they always do, and brought in the generally modified veggies and planting and seeds, etc. And so Rothschild is now in the too-big-to-fail plunge protection business. And it says, following an already failed attempt by captured Pan Am European regulators to stop the local bank friend or treatment by instituting a short-term selling ban, whose effectiveness, as we pointed out last, for about 7 days, we find out just what Plan B is. Ah, yes, Rothschild is involved, from the Wall Street Journal. And it gives you the Wall Street Journal link to the article, and it tells you that he's in there basically backing up the economic union, central banks, and everything. In other words, everybody owes their shirt to Rothschild. It's interesting, too, in the States, because Rothschild, through different companies they set up a long time ago, are doing the same in the U.S., and they're pretty guaranteed to continue the same. And until one government in the world, I don't know who it will be, will attempt to create its own bank and they'll mint its own coin or print its own paper and then loan it out directly, basically, and put it into society through big projects, as they love to do. Until they do that, which will never happen because they'll take you to war against those guys if they ever try it. The banks run the world, understand? And it's part of the power structure and part of the agenda for the future, so they can't lose this power they have. But anyway, Rothschild literally is lending to the U.S. banks. He's lending to the U.S. government. He's also buying U.S. government bonds. It's like a revolving door thing, and this goes round in a circle from the same people to you. Only when he gets it back, he's promised compound interest every so often. It's not bad, eh? And this is supposed to be a civilization. We call this 21st century civilization. There's nothing but cons. And then, of course, we have the Washington Post. It says task force estimates $360 million. It's more and more millions from all the other millions I've lost. $360 million in contract money to the Taliban criminals in Afghanistan. I guess by the criminals from the U.S. that lent into them or whatever. After examining hundreds of combat support and reconstruction contracts in Afghanistan, U.S. military estimates $360 million has ended up in the hands of people the American-led coalition has spent nearly a decade battling, the Taliban criminals and power brokers with ties to both. It's a way more than that, because there was an article about 6 months ago where the same kind of thing was being done, and never mind all the money they lost through Halliburton, and no one was keeping any account of billions. and we swallow this stuff and give them more, eh? But what choice do you have? The government can do whatever it wants. It said, until a special task force assembled by General David Petraeus began its investigation last year, the coalition had little visibility into the connections many Afghan companies and their vast network of subcontractors had with insurgents and criminals, groups military officials call malign actors. Well, that's not true, because already, again, 6 months ago or so, did say that they were actually bribing the Taliban boys to make a safe passage for them to get through to certain places. So they're keeping the same thing again. It's like perfidious England, as Bonaparte called London, basically, because they kept swapping enemies and alliances all through the wars. And the US is doing the same. Now it's best partners with Al-Qaeda. For a while, anyway. So I know the next part of the agenda, you see. And I mentioned yesterday, too, about the big increase and the laws coming down in the U.S. now with carbon and cutting back and increasing energy. Obama's passed laws there that allowed the energy companies to just jack up all their prices across the board, just like Canada's already done and Britain and elsewhere. And there's an article here just getting ready for a wave of coal plant shutdowns. So you understand, you cannot burn coal shortly. Even if that's all you had to heat yourself in the winter, you'll be arrested or probably killed if you deny them access to your home to take away your stove. And if you say to them, well, I'll die of cold, they'll say, oh, no, sir, you know, you can always use an oil stove. That's still authorized because you're buying oil from the big companies. That's okay. If you can't afford it, well, obviously you would just guarantee you, the next 2 or 3 years where this has actually happened, and the cops will say to them, sorry, so that you have alternatives. When you ask them, well, you're telling them you're sentencing me to death, you know, by taking away that stove, he will say, oh, there are terrible alternatives there if you can afford them. And if you can, you'll freeze to death. This will happen. There's nothing they're doing that you can't predict because they're telling you where they're going with it all. So anyway, you can't burn the coal, but all the up-and-coming countries, Brazil, China, and India, and many others, the UN has decided that they're going to match dollar for every dollar invested. Actually, sometimes 10 to 15, sometimes to $50 to every dollar invested. That's kind of guaranteeing you will make it, you see, using your tax money. That's awful nice of you, too. They can burn coal for up to 20 years under the agreement they signed with the global societies under the United Nations. And by the way, also as written in the charters there too, that they can renew them for another 20 years if they haven't quite come up to what they expected to have at that time. It's not a bad deal, eh? But all of you people, you see, and first world countries, as we're all plummeting like crazy, are supposed to do without it and go green, whatever that means. I guess, you know, maybe it's more like blue. You'll turn blue with the cold. Maybe you'll green afterwards once you're dead and you've lain long enough. But this is where it's all going, because there's a war on all the time. You understand, it was declared a long time ago and you didn't know it. They didn't come out and tell you. They gave you all the signs they were at war with you, but you didn't pick up on all the clues. You're always getting clues. Every day you get clues. There's a war on. This government's going off in a different agenda than one anyone else has heard about. When they're up for election, you never hear about these things. But the World Trade Organization allows these up-and-coming countries to build their coal plants, and that's where your tax money is funding them to build them. And one of the biggest organizations or companies in India, they just bought over one in Australia. I mentioned that a few days back. And they want to own everything. The part of Australia they want to own where the mine is. They want to own the roads going to the ports, the shipping, and all that will take it over to India. And also going to sell a lot to China, this Indian company, from that same Australian area where the mines are. The Australian miners can't use this themselves. It's because it's banned. The people have no champions. Do you understand? The only champions you're given are people who say all the right things, but it's generally right versus left. And the right versus left isn't nonsense, because it's a dialectic. And they end up on the same road. I was looking into a lot of left-wing groups and realizing they're all for the greening, they're all for this and saving the environment, the cost to humanity, etc. And so are the right-wing ones at the top as well. But that's the only choice they ever give you. See, they give you the choices, like a card. They always give you the cards to pick, don't they? Now, Richard Haass, who is the head of the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, First off, he starts this article off from an article that was said originally in the CFR, but it's now mainstream. I did not support the U.S. decision to intervene with military force in Libya. The evidence was not persuasive that a large-scale massacre or genocide was either likely or imminent. Now, if you read the Madeleine Albright papers and her tours across the world and Hillary Clinton's one, we're pushing for these wars. You'll see, they were giving a big oath. Thousands have been massacred by their own governments. But he's a guy contradicting this, because he knows this nonsense. That's good to be propaganda for television. But anyway, as his policies are other than military intervention were never given a full chance, there was anything but apparent that military intervention would succeed at a level of cost warranted by limited American interests. That's why are we here? We are here, anyways. So what should the U.S. do in Libya going forward? American policymakers face a similar foreign policy conundrum, namely that there's a large gap between the professed U.S. goals and the means it is prepared to devote to realizing them. The goals are ambitious, protecting the Libyan people and bringing about a successor regime. How can you protect them when they've already blown up thousands from the air? Don't you get fed up hearing this guff every day? I do. I get fed up with the liars that put the stuff out. And Haas himself is a neuropsychopathic gods of it all. But they give it the same guff all the time. We see the videos of people getting blown up and towns getting blown up. The civilians getting blown up. And where are they to protect them, right? Because they're ambitious, protecting living people and bringing about a successor regime, a puppet government, just to be preferable to what now exists. But it means they're limited as the president is clearly looking to America's partners and NATO to assume the major military role and has ruled out the introduction of American ground forces. So he goes on to say basically that America should put in ground forces and go on from there. Understand, they've already divvied up the country before they went in, and France wants a couple of wells this time. That's why it was given the privilege of dropping the first bombs, and Britain's in there too, and all the usual ones. I say Britain and France, etc., but these are international companies. In fact, your countries are international corporations. Do you understand that? I don't think you do. I really don't think you do. Everyone's always talking in the past. And the USDA signs that an MOU, isn't that wonderful language, with Rockefeller's Council on Foundations to exploit rural America. I'll put this up too. On Friday, Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that the USDA has signed an agreement with the Council on Foundations. So that's run, the whole Council on Foundations is run by Rockefeller, to provide new sources of capital, new job opportunities, workforce investment strategies, and last but not least, at the heart of it, identification of additional resources. The group will work with Obama's newly created Rural Council, that's Agenda 21 group, which Vilsack also chairs, to implement UN Agenda 21, a 300-page, 40-chapter soft law policy that came out at the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development in Brazil in 1992. Actually, it was done through the Earth Charter. Maurice Strong was the guy who sat there and chaired it, and Rockefeller drafted it up himself, though. As a private company, remember, a private organization that we've all to go along with because various people signed it. And it's an incredible agenda. And I've got a link to the rural agenda or the implement of UN Agenda 21. You can read through the whole lot of it if you want to, if those early, if you've got the ability to still plow through dry stuff. So couch and eco-friendly motives, Agenda 21 wants to be able to limit water, electricity, and transportation, even deny human access to our most treasured wilderness areas. It's like Australia's just finding out now. It would monitor all lands and people. No one would be free from the watchful eye of the new global tracking and information system, wrote Barrett Pearson in 1998. Patrick Wood believes that today's smart grids are doing just that and gives an excellent 40-minute speech here. That's a link there as well. So anyway, it says, ironically, the Secretary made the announcement while hosting a White House Rural Forum at the Iowa State Fair. The same day news broke out that the USDA lied to farmers and ranchers about federal drought insurance. Vilsack has refused to pay up during the worst drought in U.S. history. The Council on Foundations, formed in 1949, and was joined by the Rockefellers in 1958, has since morphed into a think tank drawing from the government and private sector. It's funded mainly by corporations and foundations, and that initially is non-governmental, including Ford, Lilly, and General Mills, to provide a wide variety of services, primarily for endowed grant-making organizations through the U.S. and in foreign countries. You should look up some of the lists of put-down activist organizations and do a search for it. I couldn't go through the whole list just for Canada. There's thousands of them, all paid by the foundations. These front groups, they're the Earth Army. It was mentioned back in the 80s. We create an Earth Army. This is the army of protesters and people who change for the planned, or push for the planned changes that the governments are just only too happy to hear, because it's all part of their agenda too, they work together. But it appears to Joe Blow, that's sitting watching television, that citizens want this thing or that thing to come into being, and the government will do it for them. No, they're organized under one system, really. They'll have thousands of names, and they're paid by private foundations. Big salaries at the top, but pension schemes and the whole lot. They're not little charity tin can mellers. So I'll put this link down as well. And also a good PDF to do with building America's future. everybody knows the roads are falling apart. And this is the government's plan of how they're going to deal with things for the future. And I'll put this up tonight, too, as a good link. Back with more after this break.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi, it's Zach, Patrick, and Darlene hanging on the line there from Colorado. Are you there, Darlene?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Not too bad at all.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about two things. One of them was psychopath.
Yeah.
I was always suspected psychopathocracy or whatever, but when I attended a self-defense class, when I was really convinced that people, not just rapists and murderers, but there are a group of people that have some sort of a brain disorder that makes them what I consider a reasonable facsimile of a human. They're not really human because they're capable of doing great harm to sentient beings, whether it's, you know, insects or small animals.
Yeah, you'll find that in the history of the young psychopath. They love to take apart animals and insects, and quite coldly, matter-of-factly, there's no emotion involved at all.
Well, what I watched video after video after video after video after video of these people being interviewed, and they just had no concept the harm that they were doing.
No.
It didn't touch them. Suffering didn't touch them. But the other thing about their sexual behavior is that they don't get the same feeling from a hug or a smile. It doesn't affect them either.
No.
So they go to great lengths to get a charge, so to speak. So it's like they're not operating under the same. So that conditioning, I guess, with the self-defense was to say, look, fight for your life if you run into one of these people. Because they don't value your life.
Oh, they don't. They'll use you, certainly. And psychopaths, the cleverer ones, don't get into trouble so much. They copy the emotions and the actions of those around them in certain situations, grieving, that type of thing. So they know to come up and put on that. They're very good actors. They feel nothing, but they'll fool you. And that's how they go through life. But you're quite right. They use everybody. And in fact, one of the skills is the ability to manipulate all those around them to do their work for them, for themselves. And even the ones who end up doing the work will praise the guy they're doing it for. They come to admire this guy. They can't quite tell why. But it's just the power that he uses so easily to manipulate them that kind of gets to them and turns them on.
Well, to me, there's like two classes of criminal. The psychopath really doesn't have any emotion. They can imitate emotion, but the sociopath does have emotion, and the only emotion that they really have is anger. So the sociopaths are the psychophants that emulate the psychopath. And they're the ones that are recruited to do these nefarious things, to just get more power. I mean, it's not money, it's not good food, it's not good sex, it's just more power.
Oh, yeah. And what they love to do, too, if they get caught, is because now that they're caught, they don't have to act, they love to boast how they conned everybody. They love to tell you how they did it all, because their ego, they must save their ego at all costs, regardless of what they've done. And they're proud of themselves, actually. And you cannot, there's no treatment for them whatsoever. They're very dangerous people, as the world should have found out a lot in ancient times to the present, as they slaughter, get us to slaughter for them across the planet. But thanks for calling. From Hamish and myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God or your God's go with you.
Gold, ever climbing.